This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A fire engulfed a 13-story commercial and residential building overnight in southern Taiwan, killing at least 14 people and injuring 51 others. According to media reports, firefighters were conducting search and rescue efforts Thursday morning to look for survivors. The blaze was extremely fierce and destroyed many floors of the building, according to a statement from the fire department. Firefighters are unsure of the source of the fire, but noted flames are burning particularly intensely in spots where a lot of clutter had been piled up. The White House announced President Biden will host Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta for a meeting in Washington later today at the White House, which weighs sanctions against parties to the conflict in the northern region of the neighboring East African country of Ethiopia. The meeting at the White House will be Biden's first presidential meeting with an African leader. In a statement, White House spokesperson Jen Psaki said the two would discuss efforts to defend democracy and human rights, advance peace and security, and accelerate economic growth and tackle climate change. Kenya holds the rotating presidency of the UN Security Council this month. The United States and Kenya have long cooperated on economic and security initiatives, including counterterrorism. The United States said Wednesday it was providing an additional $26 million to address the humanitarian crisis in northern Ethiopia. For more news, please join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Norway's acting prime minister, Erna Solberg, condemned the attack by a man who used a bow and arrow on Wednesday to kill five people and wound two others in a small town near Oslo. Solberg said it was too early to speculate on a motive. Kongsberg police chief said there had been a confrontation between officers and the assailant, but he did not elaborate. The Syrian Defense Ministry says one Syrian soldier was killed, three others are wounded, in an Israeli air attack on the Syrian province of Homs Wednesday evening. In a short statement on its Facebook page, the ministry said the attack targeted a communications tower and caused some material losses. The incident came days after Syrian state media reported that Syrian air defenses intercepted an Israeli missile attack above the Homs countryside, wounding six Syrian soldiers. Israel has mounted attacks for several years on what it has described as Iranian link targets in Syria. COVID-19 cases among U.S. service members have been on a steady decline over the last month as more service members have become vaccinated ahead of the Defense Department's fast-approaching vaccination compliance deadlines. The number of cases reached 4,902 the week of September 8th, but dropped to 863 cases last week. Military's lowest number of cases since early June, according to the Department of Defense data obtained by VOA. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin issued a memo on August 25th requiring service members to be vaccinated against COVID-19 or face penalties, leaving deadlines for vaccination compliance to the service branches. And the House committee investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol has issued a subpoena to a former Justice Department lawyer, Jeffrey Clark. Clark, who positioned himself as an ally of Donald Trump in the Republican president's efforts to challenge the results of the 2020 election. The subpoena to Clark comes amid signs of a rapidly escalating congressional inquiry. At least three of the officials who were involved in organizing the rally that preceded the riot have handed over documents in response to subpoenas from the committee. The committee has scheduled a deposition for later this month and demanded documents from Clark by the same date. That's October 29th. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.